Gimel Shvat, 13th of January, Rabbi Meir Zev Rappaport, davening for the terminally ill.
Unfortunately, sometimes we have a situation where a person we know is ill. So let's say you've got somebody who the doctors have said that there's nothing more they can do for him.
Yeah.
Let's say you've got somebody who's never who's got yene machle, lo yolein, mazol shvissen, and he's riddled. The doctors have said, we've done everything we can for him. They send him home, so his last period of his life should be at home, or sent him to a hospice to be looked after. And v'shteitz achlal yisrael daven for another, we always daven for one another. Say Tehillim. So, is one allowed to daven that this person should have a quick death? Should die as soon as possible? Is there a chamonos? He's suffering terribly. He's suffering the most terrible, excruciating yisurim. So, if I want to daven that he should die, am I allowed to daven that he should die? Usually we daven for a full shleima. But here, al pi derech hateva, he's not going to recover. What can happen? His life will be prolonged. And he'll suffer if his life is prolonged, he'll suffer. I should daven that he should die. That's the question here. So there is a Gemara in the Dorim Daf Mem on the Daf. The Gemara says, Rav Dimi says as follows. And I'll tell you just the conclusion of the Gemara. Kol ha-mevaker esachoyle, if a person goes to visit an ill person, somebody who's ill, then he knows his situation. He knows what he's suffering through, he knows what's going on, he can see his needs. Then, mevakish all of rachamim, then he's mevakish all of rachamim. But kol she'eina mevakir zachoyle, but if a person doesn't daven, doesn't visit a choyle, then, a mevakish all of rachamim lo yishiyichye ve lo yishiyomus. If a person doesn't visit an ill person, a choyle, then he won't daven for him. He won't daven him lo yishiyichle ve lo yishiyomus, not that he should live and not that he should die. Asks the Ram. Meila, a person who doesn't visit an ill person, yeah, he may refrain from davening that he should live, because he doesn't see his needs. And if he visits him, he will daven that he should live. But why would a person daven that somebody should die? If he doesn't visit him, then what? Then he won't daven that he should die? Baruch Hashem, he's not davening people. Since when do we daven that people should die? So asks the Ram. The word v'loy shiyomus implies that if one does visit an ill person, then he will be able to see his needs. And then you'll daven that he should live or he should die. Maybe daven that he should live, I understand, but why should I daven that the fellow should die? So asks the Ran. The Ran, on the Gemara, in the Dorim Daf Mem Daf, asks, Mechatesi, should daven somebody he should die? The Ran brings a Gemara in Ksubas. The Gemara in Ksubas says, describes the day of the Ptira of Rebbe Yehuda Anossi. Ha'u yoyme denoch nafshe de Rebbe, the day when Rebbe was nifta, the Chachomim were goyze atanis, the day when he was still alive. They were goyze atanis, and they davened. And Amse de Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe, also davened that he should, that also davened for him. He should davened, they should refer for a full shema. She went up to the roof, and she started davening. She said, Yirotzon shiyokufu tachtoinim esel yoinim. May the ones down below win over the ones up above. El yoinim evakshim es Rebbe, tachtoinim evakshim es Rebbe. Those up above want Rebbe, and those down below want Rebbe. You want Rebbe to stay alive. So the ones below are davening, the ones above are davening. The ones below should win the ones up above. And she joined in the davening of the Chachomim. Amsa the Rebbe was a maidservant. And she was davening with the Chachomim that Rebbe should live, like the Chachomim were davening that Rebbe should live. Vosigishen, when she saw that Rebbe was suffering terribly, he had to be excused, and every time he had to take his tefillin off, when he came back, put his tefillin on, and he was suffering, she saw the suffering he was going through, so she changed her tefillah. In fact, she did a 180 degree turn. She said, may those up above win over the ones down below. So she was davening that Rebbe should die. But the Chachomim were davening he should live, she was davening he should die, and there was a stalemate. So she took a jug, and she threw it off the roof, off the first floor, and it smashed on the ground. It startled the Chachomim for 1 second. At that moment, the Chachomim stopped davening when they heard the sudden smash. And at that moment, Rebbe was Nifta. And she lived, when Rebbe was Nifta, the Gemara says that he lifted up his 10 fingers to Shemaim and he said, Rebbe was a wealthy man, but he said, I didn't have any anol whatsoever from this world. That I should have peace in my rest. A heavenly voice came out and said, that's the Gemara that the Ran quotes. Says the Ran, what do we see from this Gemara? From this Gemara we see that sometimes one has to ask Rachamim on a choyle that he should die. In which case is that? That's if the choyle is mitztayr, b'chol yoy harbeh, if he's suffering so much through his illness, v'i'ef shaloy sheyichyeh, he can't live like this, he can't live. So when she saw Rebbe suffering and he brings a raya, where do we see a raya? A raya from Amsa de Rebbe. So the Ran brings the raya from Amsa de Rebbe, from Rebbe's maidservant, that sometimes one should daven that a person should die. If dying is preferable to him, better than living, because he's suffering so terribly, then, and there's no hope of him recovering, then it's better to daven that he should die. This way, at least, he'll suffer less in this world, and he'll go to his resting place quicker. I say, Zokt, the Ran, Raya from Amsterdam. Now, the Ran, the Moshe Feinstein brings the Ran, and he adds that that Amsa the Rebbe wasn't Stamup's a lowly maidservant. In fact, we learn halachas from Amsa the Rebbe. Where do we see we learn halachas? There's a Gemara, an interesting Gemara in Moed Kotten. The Gemara in Moed Kotten says that there was a Talmud Chacham who word went out, word had spread that he was involved in Inyone Chiyu. He was involved in undisgusting, despicable behavior. And Rav Yehuda was in a dilemma as to what to do. On the one hand, one can't be silent to such a Chilul Hashem. One has to make a stand against such a Chilul Hashem. On the other hand, he was needed because he was a Talmud Chacham. So he asked Rabbi Baba Chona, what do we do? Do we put him in Cheirem? Because one has to make a stand against such behavior. Or should we not put him in Cheirem? Because we need him. He's a Talmud Chacham. And he said to him, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, my Dichsiv Kisiv Sikoin Ish Murdas, V'toyre Yivakshu Mipiu, Im Arav Doi Melamar Hashem Tzvokas, Yivakshu Toyre Mipiu. V'im Ein Arav Doi Melamar Hashem Tzvokas, then one doesn't ask Toyre Mipiu. So they put him in, Rav Yehuda put him in Cheirem. In the end, Rav Yehuda fell ill, says the Gemara, and the Chachomim went to visit him. Included in the group that went to visit him was this Talmud Chacham, also went to visit Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda smiled, laughed at him. And he was upset. He said, not enough you put me in Cheirem, but you mock me? He said, I'm not laughing at you. I'm smiling and I'm laughing at the fact that when I get to Shemayim, I'll be able to say that I didn't show favoritism even to a Talmud Chacham of your stature. So, in the end, Rav Yehuda was Nifta, and he came to Beis HaMedrash and he wanted the Chachomim in the Beis HaMedrash to be matir the Cheirem against him. But they said, we're really sorry, but to be matir the Cheirem, we need somebody of equal stature to Rav Yehuda. So they told him, go to Rav Yehuda Nesio. Go to Rav Yehuda Nesio. He went to Rav Yehuda Nesio. Rav Yehuda Nesio told Rav Amit to look into the Shaila, to delve into the Shaila, and they discussed it in Beis HaMedrash. And Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, who had not visited the Beis HaMedrash for years, and Punk that day was in Beis HaMedrash. He was ill, he was old. Punk that day came to Beis HaMedrash, and he said like this, he says, El Tzachayim, if already Shivcho shall Beis Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe, the Chachomim didn't take her nidui, the nidui that she imposed on somebody, they didn't take it lightly for 3 years. So how much more so the nidui that Rav Yehuda imposed on this fellow shouldn't be taken lightly either. So, the Gemara says, Reb Zeira said, Vosepes Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeini punked on that day came to Beis HaMedrash, and punked said this about the cheirem that Shivcha the Rebbe had imposed for 3 years, the Chachamim didn't take lightly, how much more so in this instance. Must be it min ha-shamayim. If he came today to say that statement, it must be min ha-shamayim, and we should not be matter the cheirem of this fellow. And he walked out, very dejected that his cheirem wasn't permitted, and came along with some sort of scorpion, and it bit him, it poisoned a scorpion, but oisei mokoyim, and he died. The Beis HaKvoros of the Hasidim wouldn't accept him, the Beis HaKvoros of the Dayanim accepted him. Why? Because he fulfilled the dictate of Rabbi Loi, who said that if a person sees that his Yitzhari is overpowering him, then he should go to a place Sha'im Akiri Moisoi, the Yilbash Shoyrim, the Yisatev Shoyrim, the Yasamashid with the Chofetz, the Yichalal Shem Shomayim Befahesia. So, the Gemara is bringing a raya that if already the Chayim of Shivcho the Beis Rebbe Chachomim didn't take lightly for 3 years, how much more so the Chayim of Rabbi Yehuda should not be taken lightly. What was the Chayim of Shivcho the Beis Rebbe? Chayim of Shivcho the Beis Rebbe was that she once saw a man hit his Benoi Godel, hit his grown-up son. So he was over Lifnei Iver Loisitein Michshol, because the Gemara, the Braisa says, what does it mean? We shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. That's somebody who hits his grown-up son, because the son can hit back, and the son will be over the love of Makir Oviv. Therefore, when the maidservant of Rebbe saw this, she put the fellow in Chayim. And she put him in Chayim, and Chachomim did not take a Chayim lightly. They 3 years that Chayim was imposed, because they were wary to chepper with the Chayim of Amser Devei Rebbe. So we see from this Gemara that we learn halachas out from Amser Devei Rebbe. We don't take Amser Devei Rebbe lightly. Amser Devei Rebbe was obviously an isha chashuva, and therefore, just like the Gemara in Moed Katan says that we learn, we see from the Gemara in Moed Katan about the chayim that we learn halachas from Amser Devei Rebbe. Says Rav Moshe Soto in the Gemara Ksuvas, we can learn out from Amser Devei Rebbe. And what do we learn out from Amser Devei Rebbe? That in certain instances, one is allowed to, and maybe one should daven that somebody should die if his death is preferable to his life. So that is the rap. Take it a bit even further. The Gemara in Shabbos says, quotes the pasuk, and David HaMelech said, "Oydeini Hashem kitzi umidas yomai mohi eido mechod el oni." David HaMelech asked the Rebbe Shalom, "Tell me," he wants to know when he's going to die. So Abiy Bochus said to him, "I'm really sorry, but that's privileged information. We don't reveal such information. That's privileged." So he says, "Okay, what day in the week will I die?" So Rabbi Yishmael told David HaMelech, "It's going to be on a Shabbos." So David HaMelech said to Rabbi Yishmael, "Well, he doesn't want to die on Shabbos. Can't you delay till Sunday?" So Rabbi Yishmael said, "I'm really sorry, because Sunday will be the time for your son Shloimeh to be king. And ein malchus negas v'malchus chaver to afidu kimloi hanimo. Even the hair's breadth, one malchus doesn't touch the malchus of its another person, even hair's breadth. So it can't be on Sunday. It's got to be on Shabbos." So he said, "Okay. So at least Rebbe Yishlam, make it a day earlier. Make it on Friday." So the Rebbe Yishlam said to him, "David HaMelech, toivli yoim echod b'chatzeirecho mei elef." I.e., the Gemara explains that toivli yoim echod sha'ato oisik batoiro. I prefer one day of your learning more than elef oiloi she'osit shloime b'nicho lahakiv lefona al gabay mezrach. More than 1,000 korbonos that shloime will make on the mizbeach. One day of David HaMelech's life is preferable. So, can't be early. Shabbos, dos heist. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say to him, says you can't ask to die earlier, like not allowed to do. No, he didn't say that. He said to him, your day is precious to me. One day of your life is very precious to me. But not that he wasn't allowed to do it. He was allowed to ask. And if Hashem would have felt that his life wasn't precious to him, maybe he would have fulfilled his request to die earlier. So here we see that David HaMelech was davening for himself to die a day earlier than he should have. So again we see, aside from the Ran, who brings a ride from Amser Devei Rebbe, that when a person is suffering terribly, here we have another example, where David HaMelech was dying and he should die a day earlier. And I'll tell you even more than that. There's an interesting Gemara in Soito says, that a posuk in Shoftim, "Vayelech ho'ish eretz achitim, vayiven ir, vayiko shmo Luz." He built a city called Luz. Hu shma avayoyim. What's the town of Luz? Tani molent in Braise, he Luz shetzoivim bot cheles. That's where they die, cheles. Excuse the pun. He Luz shebos ancheire veloy bilbelo. It's the same Luz that Sanchev came and he wasn't the Valbalit. The Af Malach Hamoves Ein Loi Rishus Lavebo. Luz is a town where anybody who lives there immortal. The Malach Hamoves has no jurisdiction in the town of Luz. In fact, the Gemara elsewhere says that Shlomo HaMelech used to converse with the Malach Hamoves, and he once saw that the Malach Hamoves was upset. He said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Well, I'm meant to be taking away your two scribes, but I can't get to them." So Shlomo HaMelech heard this. He was Mashbia to Shadim. And he told him to whisk off his two scribes to the town of Luz in order to protect them. The next day, Shlomo HaMelech sees the Malach HaMavis is smiling, laughing. He said, "What's these?" He said, "I managed to get them." He says, "How?" He says, "I couldn't get them yesterday because they were only destined to die at the gates of Luz. But they went to the gates of Luz. Baruch Hashem, you got them to the gates of Luz. I was able to take them away." Says the Gemara, what happens? Eloskeinim Shabo, old people who live in the town of Luz, Bizman Shadaitum Kotzaleim, when they get fed up of life, what do? That's right, they go outside the walls of Luz and they die. So says the Gemara. So here we have already not just davening, but here we have, in a sense, it's I wouldn't say it's overly active. It's only taking a stroll out of the walls, but something. More than that, in Trasanta Sefer Chasidim Simin Shin Aleph, it says, Maise Be'echot Shekotz Bechayev. There was once a person who got fed up of life. So he came up with an idea. Meila, kill oneself, that's awesome. That's Medas, Rachman Litzvah, it's awesome. But he thought to himself like this. He was happy to say, the Chiv of Shnai Mikra Vech Talgum. And saying Shnai Mikra Vech Talgum is a Sgula, is Marich Lo Yomov Ushnoisov. A person who learns Shnai Mikra Vech Talgum every week, he lives long. So he thought, look, the least I can do is stop saying Shnai Mikra Vech Talgum, and this way, at least I won't have the Sgula of Marich Lo Yomov Ushnoisov. So, but you can't do such a thing without asking a Shaila. So he went to ask a Shaila. As Eishmeitin said, Chassidim in the Pesach Halach Din was, I'm really sorry, but you can't just shirk off an obligation. There's a chiyuv to say Shnai Mikra Vech Talgum every week. There's an obligation to say Shnai Mikra Vech Talgum. You can't shirk off that responsibility. What was the Pesach Din? The Pesach Din, the Chassidim says, was that you've got a chiyuv to say Shnai Mikra Vech Talgum. It doesn't say that you're not allowed to refrain from saying it because it will shorten your life. It says only because you've got a chiyuv to say Shnai Mikra Vech Talgum. If there wouldn't be a chiyuv, he'd be allowed to stop it, even though as it stands now with what he does, it's Marich Niyomu V'Shnoisov. That's another example. Noch an example. In Yalkut Shimon, in Yalkut Parshas Ekev, Toftof Ein Aleph, state, Maise B'Isho Achas, there was a story about a certain woman. She kotza b'chayah, she was fed up of life. So Rabbi Yochanan said to her that she should refrain from going to shul for 3 days. She should refrain from going to shul for 3 days, and she did that. And she died. That was the Pesach Din of Rabbi Yochanan. As they state in Yalkut. So these are examples which are brought down. But let's take our Shaila. Our Shaila is very simple. We're not going to go so far as walking out of the town of Luz, so far as stopping the shame. Asking a simple question. If a person is terminally ill, the doctors have given up all hope, and the doctors have said, the fellow Nebuch is riddled with machla, and he's suffering most terribly. And there's nothing they can do. He's at home, he's in a hospice, they're caring for him. But he's suffering. He's suffering every moment he's alive. The doctors have said, Peter, there's no way in the world this person will ever recover. There's nothing we can do for him. And that's agreed amongst the doctors that there's nothing they can do for him. So, is one allowed to daven? And maybe one should daven and he should die. And according to the Ran, clearly we see yes. It's Allah HaLamayis V'etzim, it's Machloikas HaPoiskim. There are numerous poiskim who say one is allowed to daven, that somebody should die. The Orach HaShulchan, in Yoredeya, in Shin Lamed Hey, Siv Gimel, Paskin, that one can daven, that somebody should die. So says the Tiferes Yisrael in the Seches Yuma, Perik Ches Mishneh Zayin, and it's brought down B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Reb Shmuel Eliezer Stern, in Siach Tfilah, brings down in the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that one can daven, that somebody should die. So too, Paskins Reb Shloime Zalman Oyebach in Milcha Shloime, Chelik Aleph, Simin Tzadi Aleph, Ois Chov Dalet, that one is allowed to daven that somebody should die. And so Paskins Reb Avadi Yosef brought down in Yalkut Yosef by his son in Simin Shin Lamet Hey, Seif Yud Dalet. So the Ol Chashulchon, the Tiferes Yisroel, Reb Shloime Zalman, Rabbi Avad Yosef and Nahavdil Ben Chaim Lechaim Reb Chaim Kanievsky, all paskin that one is allowed to daven that somebody should die. On the other hand, the Tzitzel Yezel, Reb Leizer Waldenberg, who sat on the Bez Nagodl together with Rabbi Avad Yosef and together with Rabbi Yashiv, who wrote a set of tshuvas, a big set of tshuvas, he was an unbelievable ilu, unbelievable gaon and tzaddik, he paskins in Chelek Hei Simen Hei that one is not allowed to daven that somebody should die. Those are the two extremes. You've got a pekel poskim who passes you're allowed to daven that somebody should die. You've got a blaze of value who says that you're not allowed to daven. And in the middle we've got a psak of Rav Moshe and Chuvas and Rav Shmuel Vosno, also brought down in Siach Haloch. Rav Moshe says that the permit to daven that somebody should die would only be similar to the scenario of Amse Devei Rebbe. Amse Devei Rebbe initially davened that he should live. What happened? When she saw, and she came to the conclusion, and I stress the word conclusion, she came to the conclusion that her tefillahs were not being answered, that he should live, then she davened that he should die. Says Rav Moshe, when is one allowed to daven that somebody should die, if one has come to the conclusion that his tefillahs, that he should live, are not being accepted, then he's allowed to change the tefillah and daven that he should die. Says Rav Moshe, Amse Devei Rebbe was on that level. She could do that. Because she understood, she had the capacity to have that knowledge that her tefillahs that he should live will not be answered. Therefore, she davened that he should die as quickly as possible so that he shouldn't have to suffer.
If you davened that the tefillahs, so then what do you need to daven that he should die? He's not going to live.
Sorry?
If the tefillahs
yeah, but it's going to be, you want him to die ASAP. You don't want his suffering to be prolonged. You want to ask rachamim from the Rabbi Shalom that his suffering shouldn't be prolonged. So says. Sorry? That possibly could be davening for an ace. That could be davening for an ace because it's Yodua Uboru that to every Baal Seichel that a person with such a condition will suffer.
Can be Mechal Shabbos with such a person?
Sorry?
Can be Mechal Shabbos?
100% you can be Mechal Shabbos.
You can be.
To prolong his life, you can be Mechal Shabbos, yeah. 100%. You could have other. Stom it's a chiv to be Mechal Shabbos to prolong his life.
He's suffering.
It's two different things. It's still Pikuach Nefesh. It's two different things. This is very important to note this. Now, says Rav Moshe, in today's day and age, says Rav Moshe, there is nobody, as Ishraq Rav Moshe in Chuvas, there's nobody in today's day and age who has that knowledge that his tefillahs are not going to be answered, that he should live and recover. Therefore, one cannot daven that he should die because one will never know whether one's tefillahs are being accepted. Mm-hmm. So, Rav Moshe says, there's no such person in the world like Amse Devei Rebbe. And if there is such a person, we don't know of them, says Rav Moshe. So if anybody, baba, any Mekubel comes along and wants money from you because he said he's got inside knowledge, and Nishka Mekubel is a Mekabe. So don't fall for it. So that's the true Rav Moshe. Rav Vosner takes a different angle. Rav Shmuel Vosner takes the angle, it's brought down in Siach Halacha, that you can only daven that a person should die if you know that there's no chance in the world that this person can recover. But are we ever to know that somebody can't recover? Maybe the doctors aren't so knowledgeable. Tomorrow they'll discover some, the whole family discovering things. Maybe tomorrow they'll discover how to cause him to recover. They'll discover a way that he can recover. So we can't never rely on medical knowledge to say that he definitely won't recover. Therefore, you can't doubt from today that that he should die.
But so there is the meanwhile, he's in terrible suffering.
Sorry? That's right. So that is there's nothing we can do about it. We can daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu have rachamim and somehow ease his suffering. Yeah. So now it comes out. We have a two different views here. We have the views of those the Chashuchot versus Yisrael, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlomi Zalman, Rav Avadya who say you can daven. We have the view of the Tzitzit Eliezer who says you can't daven. We have Rav Moshe and Rav Vosner who say that theoretically you could daven, but practically speaking you can't daven. Practically speaking, today's day and age, there's no way we can fulfill that idea of davening that you should daven. What's the Yesodei Machloikas? So there's two ways to explain the Yesodei Machloikas. The Ramot Paskins in Shin Lamed Tes Sif Aleph, that when you have a Cholim Esukon, when you have somebody who is in the throes of death, he's a Cholim Esukon, he's dangerously ill. You cannot do anything active to speed his death. Even touching him, if he's a Goises, you touch him, a person is Oiver Ritzicha, murder. A person is a murderer if he causes a person to die a second earlier than he should. But when it comes to passive, there already there are more is more lenient when it comes to passive things. Active not. Passive is more makel. Now, let's pose a question. When I daven, is that called being actively speeding up his death? Or is that called passive?
Passive.
Oh, so you're saying passive. So the emesis is an interesting machloikus. We know Chazal teres akoyu bidei shamayim, chutz miyiras shamayim. Akoyu bidei shamayim, chutz miyiras shamayim. Everything's in the hands of heaven, chutz miyiras shamayim. So when I do do something ishtadus and I make money, I make £100, it's bidei shamayim. It's not me doing it. It's the Rebbeinu Shem doing it. I'm simply a puppeteer. I'm a pawn in the Rebbeinu Shloim's master plan. Akoyu bidei shamayim. The only thing that I have influence on, that I am doing, is Yirah Shemayim. Nothing else I am achieving. Everything Hashem achieves, except for Yirah Shemayim. Akol b'day Shemayim, chutz mi Yirah Shemayim. Tfilo. When I daven, the outcome of the tfilo, is that me, or is that the Rebbeinu Shloim? When I daven, the outcome of my tfilo, is that me doing it, or is that the Rebbeinu Shloim? It's a machloikas. It's a machloikas achloiskim. The Chazanish says, that tfilo is b'day Odom. Tfilo is bidei odom. What does that mean, tfilo is bidei odom? The outcome of tfilo, the result of tfilo, is man-made, is bidei odom. So says the Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Sefer Yishuv Hadas, in Brochus Daf Yud, answers the Marashos question with that, with the uncle, the Chazon Ish, with the fetter, the Chazon Ish. He says, Reb Meir, there was a group of Biryonim who were causing Reb Meir trouble. So Reb Meir was davening that they should die. Reb Meir was davening they should die. So Bruria, Reb Meir's wife, who was an Isha Chachomo, she said to Reb Meir, she said, what are you davening that they should die? Pasuk says, Yitamu Chatoim min ha'oretz, not Choytim. Yitamu Chatoim, not Choytim. The sins should disappear, not the sinners. So he changes tefillah, and instead he davened that they should do tshuva. Abachko b'dei shamayim chutz miyiras shamayim. Well, what is he davening? So he says, yeah, tefillah is b'dei odom. Tfilo is bidei odom. The outcome of tfilo is in the hands of man, is a man's doing. So therefore, according to Chazon Ish, if I daven that somebody should die, I'm davening that he should die. The outcome will be me. That could be active. Whereas in Reb Moshe, in Orechayim Chedik Dalet, Simen Mem, Ois Yud Gimel, he says that the outcome of tfilo is bidei shomayim. That means I daven, and it's Reb Yishloim is doing. It's not me, it's the Rebbeinu Shloim. So if I daven that somebody should die, I'm basically asking the Rebbeinu Shloim, you do it. So that's already not active, that would be passive. That's one explanation that we could say between the Machloikas, whether Tfilos bidei Odom or Tfilos bidei Shemayim, whether you can daven that somebody should die. But there's another pshat. The Gemara in Brochus brings down the Fundalad, and it's also the Ramah passes in Eir Chaim, Kuf, Pei, Zayin. If a person on Chanukah, in Birchas HaMozoi, forgot to say Al Anisim during Birchas HaMozoi. Yeah, my mission to the Tzarsina, you're going to ask. So, what happens if a person in Birchas HaMozoi forgets to say Al Anisim? What should he do? Says the Gemara that when it comes to the Horachmons, he should add in the following Horachmon. He can't just jump in and say Al Anisim in the middle of Horachmons. But he should say as follows: Horachamon, hu yaselonu nisim. Etc. Asks the Shari Tshuva, the wording is difficult. How can a person daven or rachamon shiyase lonu nisim? You're not allowed to ask for nisim. You're not allowed to daven for a nes. The Gemara says that if a woman is pregnant, she's already 3-4 months pregnant. It's known whether it's a boy or a girl already. It's clear. It's already decided. And he davens that it should be a girl, it should be a boy, it's a tfilas shov. You can't daven for an ace. So how can you daven a rachamon hu yaseh lonu nisim? So there's various answers given to this question. The Bechor Yishol gives two answers. One answer, he says, is that one is not allowed to daven for a personal nace. But for a nace, zoyrech rabim, for a nace of the public, you're allowed to daven. That's why harachamon hu yaseh lonu nisim is a nace for the rabbim, that you're allowed to daven. A personal nace that my wife should have a boy, it should be a boy, the pregnancy, the vlad should be a boy or a girl, that's a private nace that you can't daven. That's one answer. The other answer he gives is, you're allowed to ask for a nace to happen if it could be explained al pi derech teva, if there's a way of rationalizing it al pi derech teva, that can be explained al pi derech teva, then you're allowed to daven for it. To ask for a nace that something should happen shaloi al derech teva, that will never be able to be explained, that you can't daven for. But to ask for an ace that will be al derech teva, for example, an ace that we should win the war. Yeah? It could be that it's an ace because it's rabim biyad me'atim. But it could be rationalized They had good tactics, they were very strong, they were outsmarted them. You could explain Talpi Derech HaTeva. Could be explained Talpi Derech HaTeva. That you're allowed to daven. So answers the B'chol Yishoy two answers. Nafka Mini is whether you're allowed to daven for a private ness, which could theoretically be explained Talpi Derech HaTeva. So therefore, like this, if you've got a person who's ill and the doctors say he can't recover, and he's suffering terribly, can I daven that he should recover? Or am I davening for a ness? Is it a pointless tefillah or not? To daven for a ness, so if you hold that only for tzaydich rabbin you can daven for a ness, then you can't daven that this person should recover, because you're asking for a private ness. It's pointless asking for a private ness. Somebody who's riddled with yene machla, and the doctors say there's nothing we can do from him. So you're davening for a private ness. But if you say you can daven for a private ness, as long as you could rationalize the Talpi Derech HaTeva, then you can daven. How come you recovered? The Seder, he had a very strong immune system, he recovered, it regenerated. You could explain Talpi Derech HaTeva, you can daven for a private ness. So if you can daven for a private ness in such an instance, then you're not allowed to daven, you should die. Faket, daven for a ness that he should live and recover, because you're allowed to. But if you're not allowed to, if it's a pointless tefillah, then it's pointless to daven, he should recover. So Chodsh, let his suffering be eased, let him die as soon as possible. I'll call upon him. That's the second way we can explain the machlokes. Aloch lemaisa, what does one do? So l'chayra, due to this machlokes apoiskim, the most practical thing to do in such a situation is not daven for a refuah shalema, because that could be a tefillah shof. The best thing to do is to daven and say to Rabbi Shem, do whatever is best for this person. Rabbi Shem, do berachamecha rabim, in your great mercy, have mercy on this person, and do whatever is best for this person with the least suffering possible. That's the most practical way. Emitz Hashem, mezon nish wissen von kein machlis nish, and emitz Hashem, ish bizoich, the biyas goyim, the tzedek meir v'yomeinu, where everybody's ailments will be resolved.